Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, this morning, beautiful Saturday morning, and it's the first Saturday in May. Time is moving on, I tell you. But thank God we're here. Thank God we have another opportunity to do some work for the kingdom. And with that being said, I know sometimes we look at our situation and we say, when, Lord, when, how, why? That we should ask or even think about. Just know that it's done. When is now? So with that being said, I just want to say thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to come before you. On a Saturday morning, I released myself to the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit will speak to mothers and daughters around the world. Father, our focus is to focus on the relationship between the mother and daughter. The message is to wake them up so that they can see, hear, feel, and know that their relationship is a key element to their entire family, which will penetrate from one generation to another. And Father God, as we go around preaching and teaching this message, I ask that mothers and daughters around the world will have ears to hear and eyes to see what you have prepared for them on this earth, that they have a job to do, not only to raise their kids, but there's a specific job that you have designed for them to do, and we need to get on it. And I thank God that I recognize that my job is to preach the word of the intro conversations to mothers and daughters around the world. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for trusting me. All I want to do is to please you and to do what you will have me do, my portion of work for the kingdom. I ask you bless each and every one that hear this voice in Jesus' name. This morning, beautiful day. I'm out in the gardens. I decided to do something a little different today, just kind of sit outside. And I'm listening to the birds and, you know, thinking about and I'm looking at them just running around and playing. There's the ducks walking around and everybody's just about their business, like they don't have a care in the world. If you see the ducks walking, they're just walking like, oh, well, we'll get there when we get there, you know. But humans, we tend to want to run, always in a hurry, trying to find something, and it's already done. I look at the birds, and they're just walking and playing on the grass and in the world. They're not even thinking about, what am I going to eat? There's the squirrel over there. Just I'm looking at the element and thinking that God has created us all to be in a comfort zone. As humans, we get to thinking too much. We try to outthink life. We want it to happen fast. We want it to happen now instead of just relaxing and allow yourself to just flow through life the way God has planned. Stressless. Effortlessly, joy, life as it passes you by. So with that being said, I just want to say that for me, that's one of my lessons for the last 2 weeks. And I'm telling you, when you accept the fact that it's already done, your mother and daughter relationship has already been created, All you need to do is live in that. You got to discover, you know, it's already created. You know, blame, shame, shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, all these things that come through our heads that we create our relationship with our mothers and our daughters. Because we decide what we think it is without really seeking out and asking the question and doing the discovery. So therefore, you start living out of that. And when you're living out of that, you're living in a world that you created. You were living in a thought that you generated. And your mother, your daughter may not even have a clue that you're living out of that thought. So that's where the intra-conversation come in at, so that you could manage that enough to say, you know what, I'm going to get outside of my head and I'm going to go and I'm going to have a conversation, an honest conversation with my mother or my daughter, because I noticed a change and I know we are not acting the way that God would have us act. God didn't design mothers and daughters to be at each other, conflict. No. Why would he give you a daughter to fight with? Fight with anybody. Why would he give you a daughter to fight with? Why would he give you a mother to fight with? Just think about that. That's not a part of the plan. That's a part of your redesign of God's plan for a mother and daughter. When that baby came out, you wasn't fighting with her. You was loving on her. You was kissing on her. Your heart was just filled. And, you know, I know it's not the case in all cases, but I can pretty much say 97% of the mothers that have babies are so excited when that baby's born. If not, no more than just to get the baby outside of you. Caring for 9 months is not an easy thing. So you think about it. The baby's born. You enjoy and bliss, and you're just looking at her, and you're kissing on her, and you're changing her, you're washing her up, and you're dressing her up, and you just can't do enough. And you have to ask yourself, what happened? What changed? Did you get tired loving your daughter? Did you get tired taking care of her? Find something more important? Something happened. Then all of a sudden, she's getting on your nerves. Why? Because she's growing. She's exploring. She's looking around. She's having her own conversations. And then something happened, and the divide come in that relationship. So as you sit today, you're at the round table with Dr. Bessie. And we ask, and mothers and daughters that are around the world, we ask you to text your mother and daughter friends and ask them to call in, 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078 to listen to the program. And if they want to share, just click one. Anyone out there, don't just let the roundtable host talk. Be a part of it. We're not the experts. We're just sharing our thoughts. And you have thoughts that are valuable, that will enhance someone's life. Don't sit on that thought. Pass it out. You know, pass it forward. Let someone else hear it. You're thinking, oh, nobody wants to hear what I have to say. Well, now there you go, redefining something that's really not true, because there's always someone that can learn from your experience. There's someone out there that, you know, when we go through something, God can use our testimony to help someone else. Now, if you go to church and someone get up and they testify that this is what happened to me, you know, into that. Well, testimonies are not just in church. Testimonies is on the street. Testimonies is on the telephone. Testimonies is on your job. Testimonies is on this radio program. Testimonies are your experience that you are sharing with someone else to be a benefit, and you will know when to share that, because something will come up in your spirit and you'll say, you know what, I just don't know. How you doing today? Well, I'm not doing very well. You know, is there anything I can help you with? Well, my daughter and I don't know. We had the worst argument this morning, and it just really just upset my day. I haven't got myself together yet. Okay, now you disturbed all day. Now you've been listening to Mother and Daughter radio program on Blog Talk Radio, mothers and daughters sitting around the table. We're having discussions. You've been on here listening. Now, this is your opportunity to minister from our conversations. Now, we share conversations that don't really mean a hill of beans, as they can say. Don't add anything to anybody. But you're here in a positive setting. We're sharing. We're uplifting. edifying the spirit. And now God has given you an assignment. You just didn't meet that lady just because. You met her because you were on an assignment. God knew you had something. You had a word that you could share with this lady at this moment that would uplift her and help her get to the next level. So that's a good opportunity to say, you know what? You need to join us on Saturday morning. I'm not trying to push this radio program, trying to get numbers. I don't even pay attention to numbers. It's not about that. But you need to invite them in so that they can come and know that they're mothers and daughters that are coming together to help each other. That's the only reason. But in the meantime, the Lord will place on your heart a word to tell that person. I understand. We talked about that. Or I went through that with my daughter. I had a friend that went through that with her daughter. And this is what happened. You know, is there anything we can do? You know, let us know. Pray for them. You know, and she's going to be uplifted and say, you know, it's okay. That's your daughter. There's no perfect mother and daughter relationships, first and foremost. Don't beat yourself up thinking that you're not perfect. You're never going to get there. Change, thoughts change. Just know that you are not going to be perfect. Your daughter's not going to be perfect, but it is a work in progress. Okay? That came out this morning. Undoubtedly, God wanted me to say that. Wasn't a part of my writing, but get your pen and paper, your favorite drink, sit back, relax, and we're going to get into a topic, and our topic today is the ITHF of a mother and daughter relationship. I'll say it again, the ITH, a mother and daughter relationship. Now, I know many people are saying, ITHF, that's the best one is that. Ah, see, that piqued your interest. Now you want to know. So that's what we're going to talk about. Just hold on to that. You'll look at it. You'll try to make it into what you think it should be. But we're going to discuss that when we get to it. Okay? Let's see what we're doing here. Go to our website at www.mdbn.org. That's www.mdbn.org. S in mother, D as in daughter, B as in bonding, N as in network.org. There's an opportunity there for you to make a donation to this program that we're working with, women that's in a work release program and women in substance abuse. But to make it a win-win situation, if you make a $33 donation, you get a two-night, three-day hotel stay. You can use it whenever you want. And it's going to save you a lot of money. So go there, check it out. That's one of the incentives for this month. Next month it will change, okay? You can reach me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. Again, our stimulating topic today is the ITHF of a mother and daughter relationship. And I'm not trying to be cute. That's the way it came to me from the Holy Spirit. So those of you that know me know that I don't write it. I listen and try to follow through. My co-host today, I'm not on the on the switchboard, but my co-host today is Cynthia Oliver as co-host. And at the round table should be maybe Evangelist Davis and Frieda Hunter. Janice Paldo is in school, and yay to Janice. She's a photographer, so she will not be with us on Saturday mornings. And Sandra D has another engagement now. So, you know, when they can get on, they will. But in the meantime, we'll keep going. Anybody else want to join us at the roundtable, you're more than welcome. Hopefully Evangelist Davis and Frieda Huntley will be at the roundtable. Also like to give a thanks to Dr. Green, Dr. Wilson, Dr. Wilcox, and Dr. Lovett for whenever we need help, they are there to help support mothers and daughters. And, of course, for the people that are on that may be new for today, we come from the scripture, as is the mother, so is the daughter. It comes from Ezekiel 16:44. And that gives us our platform for why we do what we do, and that is to help the mother to recognize, as is the mother, whatever she is or how she's acting and being, so it's her daughter. Even though it may not look like it at this moment, it will, your daughter will demonstrate some of those behaviors, words, things will happen because that daughter will is a part of the energy and flow of the mother. So whatever the mother does, so will the daughter do. And I didn't write that up. That was God. And I think he knows best. He created us, so he wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. So a few weeks ago, we talked about parenting, and we talked about mothers and daughters. Who's the parent? You know, and to narrow that down, it goes right back to our Father, who is the parent of all of us, and asking for permission. And that brought us to our topic last week, how to use your faith on your mother and daughter relationship. Now, when we're talking about faith, we talk about faith the size of a mustard seed. And when I'm telling you these things, it's just kind of catch you up in the conversation so we can move forward, because we have so many people that come in and out. Some Saturdays you're on and you may not be a new people coming on. And when you're having a conversation, if you jump in, you don't quite understand what you're talking about. It's like walking into a room and people are talking. You kind of stand there for a moment and get your bearings, because you, what you want to do is to see what are they talking about, what's the topic, before you just jump in. So I like to go back and just give you a brief summary of what we talked about last week, and we talked about faith and having faith the size of a mustard seed. And what did that mean? It means that just because you're looking at the mustard seed doesn't give you evidence that's the size of the faith that you really should have, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if you are looking at a mustard seed, that means that's not faith. That will not illustrate faith to you. That was just a parable that was spoken, and, you know, you can't take it just for face value. You have to look at it in a supernatural kind of a way. So with that being said, faith is confidence or trust in a person or thing or dignity. Faith is a doctrine. When you look at it, it's really just telling you that it doesn't take much. It just takes a little bit of hope to create anything you want. You can create that mother and daughter relationship simply by using faith, by saying, my relationship with my daughter is, and you speak it, even though it is not, that's what you are hoping for. You are hoping for that relationship that you just spoke out of your mouth. You must say it. And then you must believe it in your heart and do not doubt it. Move on as if it is. And constantly, and I'm not talking about this can rattle off some words constantly, but you got to know what faith is. And then you got to know that, okay, if faith is the substance of things hoped for, so that means I'm hoping to have this wonderful relationship with my daughter, because what? It's going to give me a good relationship with my grandchildren and my great-grands and my great-great-grands. That's kind of where I am. I look at it. I work on the relationship with my daughter. I work on the relationship with my son-in-law, because they are the parents of my grandchildren. And in order to get to my grandchildren, I got to go through the parents. You know, in order to get to me, Satan got to go through Jesus. And that means what? I'm protected. So I cannot jump over my daughter and her husband to get to my grandchildren. So I always tell women when we're talking, or if I'm in counseling, for those of you that don't know, I'm a Christian clinical psychologist. I have an open practice. But when I have a client that comes in, I tell them, when I'm hearing this authoritarian kind of an attitude, that when they go to their daughter's house, they assume that they can just take over the house. They can do what they want to do. They're going to tell the daughter how to run the house. You know, well, you should do this and you should do that. No, that's out of order for you, mother. That's out of order. That is not your house. And she can run it any way she wants to. Now, you may make some suggestions, but you got to be careful in how you say that. Now, you go tee off the daughter. She mad with you, and she know you want to see that granddaughter, that grandson. She said what? She makes sure you suffer. That's her way of spanking your behind. You know, she can't get you no other way. She'll get you at your heart. So, you know, then now I got so many parents that are talking to me about their daughters. It's just like a virus or something is going on. It's like, well, what is it? All of our daughters are in the same position. These girls, they just da-da-da-da-da. These are ladies. They're in their 30s. And, yes, they're keeping the grandkids away from the grandparents. I'm talking about I can name at least 7 mothers that are in that position right now that are talking to me. What do I do? What's wrong with these girls? Because angry about something. They're upset about something. And they're taking it out on you, and they're spanking you by keeping the children away. One thing you cannot do, you cannot override the parent. You can't just go to the house and tell the grandkids, get in the car, let's go. Can't do it. So when they come crying to me, well, you know, I don't get to see my grandchildren because she won't let me see. Okay, what are you doing? Sometimes you got to keep your mouth closed for the sake of your grandchildren. Can't say everything you want. When I go to my daughter's house, I go in there and I set my behind down. What do you want me to do? I don't go in there trying to tell them how to run their business. They built that house. They did it on their own. They didn't ask me. They put their money together. They worked their jobs. They had their children. I try to fit in where I can get in. I take the time that I have with my grandchildren, and I impart knowledge and wisdom of God, and we have conversations. That's my role, to help them to become the best. I have 2 grandsons, one in college, one in high school. And whenever we talk, we're talking strategy. We're talking about the intro conversation. We're talking about faith. We're talking about knowing to go to God when something. You by yourself at college, you need something, anything happen, ask God. Go to God. He'll tell you. And my grandson was on here, he'd tell you that. Those are my conversations. That's my job, to teach them how to live this life. Make a suggestion to my daughter. They take it, fine. If they don't, I'm not getting upset. That's their life. But if you think back, when you was in that position, you didn't want your parents to tell you how to live your life. As is the mother, so is the daughter. So I knew how I was. I figured kind of thought I knew it all back in when I was in my 30s. So I have to realize this is not my home. I don't care how and what they do. I'll give a suggestion. And thank God we work on this relationship enough that if I give a suggestion, my daughter takes it. She give a suggestion, I take it. We'll talk about it. If I don't understand, if she don't understand it, we'll talk about it. We explain why we look at it from this perspective, and we move on. So that's my advice to you this morning, and the mothers that are calling me, emailing me, talking about their daughters not communicating with them, I'm suggesting that you sit down, have that honest conversation. You've got to go to your daughter and first apologize. One lady said to me, I apologize, and I didn't even know what I was apologizing for. But you know what? I did it anyway. And when I did that, my daughter apologized to me, and all of a sudden, we decided, let's start all over again. She followed the instructions, and it opened up an opportunity for dialogue. And now they spend the weekend together. You know, her daughter's off in college, and she can call her up, and they having conversations. Like, wow, what a difference an apology makes. You know, don't worry about if you right or wrong or indifferent. Do you want to have a relationship with your child? Don't let the enemy steal your child from you. Like I told a lady this week, you're bigger than that. You're bigger than that. How are you going to let Satan just come in and take your child? Somebody God gave you power and authority over, and then you're just going to back up, and Satan going to tell you, she ain't talking to you. Every time you call her, she got something smart to say. You know, you just need to leave her alone till she get herself together. And you, yeah. And you get into that conversation. You can't get in a conversation with Satan. You will lose. It seems like you're right, and that's what you want to hear. You want somebody on your side. If you call your girlfriend and the girlfriend disagree with you, I'll talk to you later, girl, because you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear the truth. See, Satan is going to say exactly what you want to hear. His job is to get you to do what he wants you to do. So he's going to be, he know you're wrong, but he's going to do that. Okay? So now that brings us to our stimulating topic for the day, the ITHF of a mother and daughter relationship. Now, in order to get into the ITHF, go over one little element, and that is the intro conversation. The intro conversation is that ongoing conversation within your head. That's a conversation that only you have with yourself, within yourself. So now you're having this conversation. Now that conversation, how do you manage that conversation? You got to manage that conversation with words. It's going to take words to change. If you got a lot of negative stuff coming through your conversation, negative words coming, you experience a lot of negative energy. You're going to, when you go places, people are not going to talk to you right. When you're in a room, you think people are looking at you. And basically, nobody's probably paying you any attention. But see, you got so much negative words in your head that it just generates negative energy. So now you're watching everybody. You think everybody's looking at you. They could care less about you, but you think, oh, no, they're talking about me. Why are they looking at me like that? What did they say? Did they say something about me? Somebody said something, happened to just turn and look your way and look back, and somebody laughed. Had nothing to do with you. But because you got so much negative words inside of your intro conversation, you can only see and receive the negative. See, that's going to pop out at you. Negative draws negative. Negative cannot draw positive. It can't. So whatever negative thoughts you have, wherever you go, you're going to receive all the negativeness. You're going to become paranoid. That's how schizophrenics get around, because what, they got a lot of negative words in their head. Yeah, you know, they don't like you. Look at them. They're looking at you. They're going to kill you. You better get yourself together. You know, these crazy conversations going on in your head, then all of a sudden somebody says, oh, they're going to kill me. I'm going to kill them first. Boom. Someone just killed somebody because they had some negative words in their head. So now you with your daughter, you're looking at her. You're watching everything she's doing. She's watching everything you're doing because of what negative words in your head. Things will look like they are real, but they are not. That's the illusion. And someone say, the illusion of inclusion. You think you're included in that, but you're not. Keep in mind, it's your words. The only words that you should think when you look at your mother, your daughter, is words of love. Look at her. I look at my daughter. I say, look at her. Ain't she just as cute as she can be? Look at her. And I'll watch her. And I look at her, and she's just walking around, and those of you that know Angie, you know, she's walking around and then strutting, and she's handling her business, and I look at her, and I say, wow, that's young. And I don't say anything to her. But look at her, she's as she can be, smart, look at her. See, those are the things that you have to say. Look for the good. Don't look for the bad. And there's a lot of things I could come up with and say, but I'm not going to do it. It's like there's a lot of things she could say about me. But I believe that she looks at me and see the good. Because the good has to override anything negative. The good is where you're going to find that joy and that peace in your relationship. So now what is the I? The I is the intro conversation. Just look at this. Just close your eyes and imagine a head. Inside the head, there's an intro conversation. The body can do nothing without instruction through from the intro conversation. You're going to have those conversations. Those words are going to create your thoughts. Those are going to create your visions. And those visions are going to manifest into your reality. Now that you've got the intro conversation going, then what really gets the power, what fuel you to move, to do, or not to do? It's that tongue. That's your teeth. The T is your tongue. Power, there's life, there's death in the power of your tongue. You can use that tongue to edify somebody, or you can use that tongue to kill somebody. Either way, you have thought it up in your head what you want to say, and then you say it. It's like taking a gun and you got the bullets. Now, your intro conversation is the gun, and then here come the bullets. I'll take it back. Your tongue is the gun. Your words inside that gun, okay? And then here comes the H, your heart. See, in your heart is hardened. So you don't have compassion for whoever you get ready to shoot. Your heart is hardened. You're talking. You're loading up the gun, your tongue, and you're getting ready to fire. And then all of a sudden, you feel this energy, this feeling. F is the feelings in your belly. Deep in your belly, you got this feeling that's turning around. That's, some people call it nervous energy. But see, it takes all this combination of those ingredients. And the minute you speak that word, it's gone like a bullet. You can't take it back. And whenever, wherever you aim, you send it to be mean. You send it to destroy. And that's exactly what it's going to do. You're going to hurt somebody's feelings. That word is going to enter into their intro conversation. It's going to come down to their heart. Their mouth is going to be, what did I do? I get to that. And then their feelings are hurt. So you think about that with your mother and daughter relationship. You think about what you're thinking, how you're going to use your tongue, what's in your heart, and somebody else's feelings before you shoot that. Tell you that? Because I used to do it well. I didn't think about it. You know, not think about how I'm going to hurt somebody's feelings. I just say it just like it is. Piss me off. I'll be like, okay. Boom, 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 boom. Here I am just running off at the mouth. I look back now and say, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. I mean, how dare did I even do something like that? Tell somebody off in the store, get short with somebody about anything. I mean, I cannot believe it when I look back at it. Thank God for Jesus. You do that today, somebody will kill you. It's even better. Wisdom are the words. But when you understand the meaning of those words, when you know better, you got to do better, you know? So I can only teach you what I've experienced. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't know what this is, because this is an old Betsy years ago. And I've grown over the years. And I have to really work at this. Don't think that you're going to get so good at it that it never happens. I still have to work at it. Stuff pop up in my head, not like it used to, thank God. It doesn't come up in my stomach like it used to. I see myself getting better and better at it. But now I can walk away. Now I cannot say anything. Now I can think before I speak. And I don't feel like I'm a victim because someone used to say something to me. I thought, well, you know, my intro conversation, that little enemy would get in there and say, you going to take that? You going to let us say that to you? Are you serious? What you should have said was, why didn't you do this? Will you let her get by with that? Oh, no, she didn't. You know, so now you're just getting all worked up and he's just talking because he knows what to get you going. You know, he knows how to push those buttons. So now you're out of order. You're cutting off your blessings. Just, you know, God is not going to bless you in this. You'll be waiting for eternity. You'll end up in heaven and your stuff will be in storage. Because what? You ain't allowing the blessing to come through. I'm learning this week and the last 2 weeks. Things have shifted in my spirit. I am working right out of faith. God said what? You, unless faith bring it to you. You're going to receive it by faith. Didn't know what that meant. And in my teachings and learnings, I'll share this with you. I realized through one of the ministers that was teaching, I think it was Bill Winston, and I thought, wow, it makes sense. Faith is a spirit, just because the Holy Spirit is a spirit. I'm always thinking faith is something, you know, we got to muster up, we got to figure out, like, I got to believe. No, faith works for you. You believe in faith. Faith, I need you to go out. I need you to get this. I need you to bring this back to me. Believe that and know that faith will do it because God said what? Whatever you say and believe in your heart and don't doubt it, it shall happen. So with your mother and daughter relationship, you say what that relationship is. And you believe that that's the relationship. Send your faith out to your mother, your daughter. I want you to go touch my mother and daughter heart, bring her heart, my heart together, and it will happen. Something will happen, and the two of you will end up in the same place at the same time having a conversation. Your feelings, all those thoughts, negative thoughts that you had in your head, they will disappear. But you got to work on it. You got to believe it. You got to create it. It's what you say. Don't keep saying, I don't know what's wrong with her. I can't stand it. Every time I turn around, I just leave that girl alone. I don't even want my mother around me. I do not. One young lady said, every time I'm around you, it ain't nothing but drama, mama. You are drama mama, you know? And that's why I don't call you, because every time I call you, it's just drama. I mean, what is that to say? How you say that to your mother? Why can't you just say, these are the things that irritate me. These are the things. And once people understand that it bothers you, they won't do it again because they're going to think about it. But if you never tell a person, and that's in any relationship, if you don't tell a person, they don't know. So in my case, I love to tell people, this is one thing that I don't like. And hopefully they'll receive that. At least you know. Nobody knows really who you are unless you share that. So my take today is the ITHF of a mother and daughter relationship is to manage your intro conversation, watch your tongue, make sure the love in your heart reveals itself to your daughter. Because if your daughter was to die today, or your mother was to die today, all of a sudden, your heart would realize how much you miss them. Your heart would realize how much you love them. And you will have a feeling of regret. That's your F. You will regret for the rest of your life. And you will look at it and say, it wasn't even worth it. Why did I let it go that long, that far? Because, see, now those feelings are going to come back because your intro conversation is going to remind you of it. Your tongue is going to have you speak, Lord, please help me get it. It's going to hurt. Why even prepare yourself for that funeral when you can have life by just simply speaking? I love my daughter. I love my mother. We have a loving, living, alive relationship. I'm going to open up the lines. Who would like to join us this morning, click 1 if you want to share your thoughts. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you?
I am fine. Cynthia, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much. I'm here working at Florida Technical College this morning, listening to the show. You said so many things that we as daughters and mothers really need to take wise counsel. When it gets to that point where mothers are getting on their daughters' nerves and daughters are getting on their mothers' nerves and there's no middle ground, the enemy has done his job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's laughing.
Oh, what? And every time we fall for the okey-doke, as I call it, he gets another point. I just told a young lady on Thursday, every time we allow it, he gets another point on his scoreboard. Because his job is to destroy. And if he can destroy that relationship, it takes years to restore. If we would just open our mouths, like you said, and say how we're feeling, and Sigmund Freud said it best. We are in counseling because we have never learned to say what we feel to those we love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So hidden secret kind of a thing. You know, what happened in the family, stay in the family. And I don't go tell nobody. You know, kind of a thing. And when you get raised with that kind of mentality, you're always hiding. You're always feeling like you're not up to par. You're always feeling like that you know, I'm not good enough, because the hidden secrets in the family.
And you can't even write to the mother. And you can't even talk to the mother who said that, because you were even afraid to talk to her. Forget about telling the sharing with anybody else. You can't even talk to her, because if she ain't telling you to shut up and don't ask and what you're talking about, you know, it gets to the point where you just get to the point where you become a mute, really, around that person and around the things that's going on in the family, because you've been told to shut the F up so many times. You've been told what you're asking for or none of your business. You know, you just get to a point where you're just like, you know what, I'm good. And that builds up such resentment, and that almost takes you to a point of no return in your relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything, if you could just get one thing, everything is created from a word. If people could just get that, you realize that you are out of the image of God, the Creator, and He created from a word. And He said, every word, my word, will not come return void. So if you are created out of that image, then we are little gods. Then your words have power. And that's what was left. Jesus said, you know what? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So what does the tongue have? The tongue is nothing if it's just laying in your mouth. But the moves when your intro conversation gets to talking, it sends the signal, and the tongue, what, mimics what is said inside of your mind. And what's in your heart will come out. So now you're creating something. You're creating something. You may not see it at this moment, but you have put your faith on those words, because people believe what they say. I don't care what nobody else says. When it comes out of your own mind, it's generated in your head, it is hard to convince someone that that is not the truth. People will kill you over their own thoughts, because they are so sure that is the truth. Nothing but the truth, so help them, God. Now, when you got a mother and daughter relationship, and that mother's got in her mind, I'm the mother, and whatever I say, I have authority, whatever I say is the truth, that is not true, because we are mothers in progress. We are learning. Every day, we have to go to God to say, God, what is it that you will have me do this day? How do you want me to relate with my daughter this day or my mother? Don't assume that you have arrived at perfection, because you're not, and you're not going to get there on this earth. It is a work in progress. So, therefore, we're all on the same boat, and we're sitting around a round table all trying to get information on what we need to do for today and throughout next week. Thank you for sharing, Cynthia.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing me.
Uh-huh. Have a great day. So that's the take right there. The take is the intro conversation. You know, I can't get away from that, because that's my focus. That's my purpose for being on this earth. When I sought God out to find out why was I sent here, the main focus, the core of it, was the intro conversation, to teach individuals how God communicate with you. He said, I come in one or two ways. I come through man, meaning that someone will come to you, speak a word of confirmation. When you hear that word, you know it, because you've already heard it. God has already told you. And you say, wow, yeah, that's confirmation. How many times have you said that? That's confirmation. You will know. Sometimes when he tells you, you're like, maybe. But then a prophet, a man, comes and says the same thing God said. You'd be like, yeah. See, a prophet told me, girl, let me tell you, this person prophesied to me, and yada, yada, yada. There goes your faith. Your faith is on that man instead of what God said, because he hasn't told you anything that God has not told you. So we're talking, how do we use our faith now to generate those relationships that we want to have? And I'm going to share something with you. As I was teaching my class this week, I was teaching at the Correctional Center, and I tell you, it's the most rewarding experience to have 250-some ladies sitting there. Of course, they can't go anywhere, but they're hungry. They're waiting. They're looking for someone to come in and help them because they're getting out soon. They're on work release. So when I come in and they was just like, I mean, it make you feel so good. They're pleased. I said, I'm going to come every other week. Oh, please come every week. We don't want to just wait another week. I mean, it was so good on Wednesday that I've heard preachers say, I preach myself happy. I preach myself happy on Wednesday. I mean, it was a feeling I never felt in my life. The Spirit moved in and God spoke. God woke me up at 4 o'clock, told me what to tell them. When I went in there, it was awesome. I was outside of Bessie. They were all connected. What were we talking about? We're talking about faith. Because in order for them to get out of there, they can't depend on anybody but themselves and their relationship with God. So the Lord told me to talk to them about faith. Faith is the only way you're going to receive something. You got to believe. You got to send your faith out to get it when you say that it's going to happen. But some people say, well, can I do that now? You got to have a relationship with God. First of all, you got to be saved. You got to have a relationship with God. And this is not just a relationship on Sunday and Wednesday night. I'm talking about a daily conversation, 24 hours a day. That's this work, the good work of faith. You've got to work it. You've got to work it like no job you've ever worked in your life. And that's where most people fail because they don't want to put in that time. They don't want to study the Bible. They don't want to talk to God. I did a 72-hour marathon with me and Bill Winston last Friday, and I didn't get through until Monday morning. I stayed on faith. Train your mind. I'm getting ready to go to the next level. In order to do that, Faith and I have got to become very good friends. So what I was telling them, if you look in the newspaper and you see that it says Sears is having a sale on a refrigerator, it's a double stainless steel refrigerator, freezer, got the two drawers, chemical control, climate control. It's got the ice maker, water, everything you want. Top of the line refrigerator freezer. And Sears says, I have it on sale for $99. When you look in the paper, the first thing you're going to do is say, oh, my God, I have got to go to Sears in the morning. I'm going to be there first thing in the morning because I am going to get one of those refrigerator freezers. Then you call your friends. Girl, have you seen the Sears? It's got a special in the morning. $99. What? Yeah. Come on, pick me up. Okay. What happened? You believe that. You don't see it, but you believe it. You took the paper, and whatever the paper says, you believe it. Whatever the television says, you believe it. If they say that it's going to be a hurricane here in Florida, and we have to Wednesday to evacuate, people are going to run down to the grocery store. They're going to get all the bread, the water, lights and candles and Home Depot. They're going to go get the boards, the nails, the generators. Oh, everybody's running around like little ants. Everybody running around. Girl, it's going to, yeah, they say it's coming Wednesday. Do you see it? No. Do you believe it? Yes. Why? Because you put your faith on the weatherman. You put your faith on the weatherman. The weatherman said it. The weatherman said it was on Channel 12 News. Now, they don't miss it, honey. When they tell you it's coming, it is coming. See how your faith is? You got your faith just locked in. You're locked into what the weatherman said. God said, God said, whatever you say, and believe in your heart and don't doubt it, you shall have what you say. And you say, yeah, girl, I know. Yeah, but it just seemed like every time I turn around, someone's like, see? Now, God said that. But yet we'll go around preaching. We're Christians. Said, you shall have what you say. So if you don't have what you want, it's because of what? We are not believing and got our faith in his word. And I say we, because that's where I am now. I am putting my faith on God's word. I'm not going to deviate from it. I decided I'm going to the next level, and nothing will stop me. I will not stop myself. The only person can stop me from going to the next level is Bessie, and I refuse. I've sent it out. I've sent my faith out, and I know my faith is going to bring it back, and all I'm doing is holding on. I am not going to look to the right. I'm not going to look to the left, and in fact, I'm closing myself off from people. I am going to focus, and I'm going to concentrate and make God's word truth and every man a liar. That's the, what you have to do to receive it. Now, you want your mother and daughter relationship to come up to another level, you've got to decide to trust what God told you. He said, if you say it, you believe it, don't doubt it, you can have what you say. I told a lady this week, stop whining about your mother and daughter relationship. Stop believing. Put your faith on it. Just like you trust the newspaper conversation from your girlfriend. You have a girlfriend call you and tell you something, and the first thing you do, you'll stop speaking to people because somebody told you something about that person. You'll believe it right then and there. But God said, and then stopped. Because see what? The enemy wants you to be over in the camp with your girlfriend and all the gossip. But he don't want you over here in the land of honesty and truth and the word of God. Because he knows if you get over here, he can't control you. He knows if you get into faith, he can't control you. So now you got a choice. You can choose life or death in your relationship. It's up to you. God is waiting on you, not you waiting on God. And that's one thing the devil wants you to say. Lord, when you coming? How is this going to happen? Well, Lord, I've been waiting and seem like nothing is happening. Already done. God is done. He's finished. It's up for you to come get it. You have to believe his word. You don't have to believe yours. Don't switch it around. Don't let the enemy twist it around and let every man be the liar. All right. Somebody want to talk on that? I was going to keep talking. Nobody click. I was going on. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr.
Good morning.
Bessie. This is Frieda calling from the Mother and Daughter Faith and Trust, North Carolina Division. And I'm really enjoying the program. And one thing that I would like to really touch on, I so appreciate you taking the time because I consider this education. You're educating us how to improve relationships with mothers and daughters, which is so essential because we can't assume that mothers and daughters know how. Unfortunately, majority of the time, the only example that families have had is from what we have seen. And what we have seen may not have been lined up with the word of God or may not have been in a godly fashion. So what we do, we follow by what we have been seen and what we've been taught. And so if you don't know, you do. I just out of ignorance, because our people perish from the lack of knowledge, and you're educating us. And I just wanted to brought back a situation, or not really a situation, but when I was actually in class for early childhood education of classes, and I remember the professor was actually teaching us how to go about helping students when they have a conflict in the classroom with each other. And she would actually go and talk about the steps of how with mending relationships, and this was for early childhood, preschool, even higher. And she explained to us that instead of them coming to you complaining or saying, someone did this to me, go over to the person. We set the children down and we taught them to discuss really what happened and how did you feel when that person did that to you. And just actually having to go through the process of being of communicating with each other and being honest, then saying, well, when you did that, I really don't like when you do that, and I appreciate that you didn't do that. So then I started to think about, wow, you know, I never really heard, even like as an adult, a lot of adults just sit down and talk about maybe you have a conflict with something, just like you're teaching, you know, being honest in the communication. But if we don't have that, that destroys relationships that you never, I remember the professor said, are we teaching the children just to grow up in everything that doesn't go well? Do you just throw the relationship away? Or are we teaching them how to mend relationships? And that's something that just really just sparked in my spirit when you were talking, the same thing with mother and daughter. Okay, we have a conflict or you have a situation, so what are we going to do to resolve it?
Right.
That's going away.
Right. See, people don't want to talk about it. They assume that it's going to take care of itself. Because, see,
right.
Most times we were raised that, you know, you just go on and it'll just take care of itself. But it doesn't just take care of itself. What it does, everybody just try to manage and they keep the feelings to themselves, but then that love is not growing and it'll kill it a little bit at a time. All right, thank you, Frieda.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, see, this is what she's saying within the children. You know, when you talk, when you're teaching what you don't know, you know, we have to learn so that we can be a mother, not only to our own birth children, but mothers to the children that we come. As much as we think we all help and all of that, we are now elders, most of us, and we have to teach the young girls. That's my take on it. Again, we're running out of time. I just want you to know that whatever you do this week, I'm challenging everybody, just have faith. Sit down and talk to Faith and say, this is what I need you to do. And let's see what the supernatural will do, because faith is a supernatural spirit. It won't be what you can see. It'll be what God has already given you. You can't see it, but faith can. And ask faith to bring it to you. And let's see what we receive this week. I'm looking for some supernatural reports next week on mother and daughter relationship and on just life period. See a mother, daughter, say hello. Ask them, how's your mother and daughter relationship? Next week, I'll be speaking at a mother and daughter luncheon. There are about 400 or 500 people that will be there. I will try to be on. If not, I'll get someone else to host the show, and I'll let you know probably I'll come on or something before. But I have got to speak next week. I just want everybody to know that. God bless you, and happy Mother's Day. It's coming next week. I have about 4 or 5 engagements next weekend, so I'll be very busy. And I want to make sure I say that to you now. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. Love you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m. We'll